To the gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, the fifth chapter, it has already been read in your hearing, verses 1 through 6. And I will read verses 5 and 6 again for your consideration. The Bible reads this morning, "And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Amen. Supporting scripture, Isaiah 41 and 10. The Bible reads, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Simon answered and said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Amen. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Amen. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to use a thought or a subject: never underestimate the power of God. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God.
Anybody grateful this morning? Have God brought anybody through anything in here this morning? So I say, you brought me through this, you brought me through that, and Lord, I'm just grateful. Somebody know what the song is talking about. Your this and my that might be two different things, but God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Can't nobody do you like Jesus? He'll bring you through. Everybody has turned their back on you. You can talk to the Lord our God, and God will make a way out of no way. Hallelujah! Yes. Thank you, Charles. Somebody ought to tell God thank you this morning. If the God has brought you through anything, you ought to tell God thank you. And if you're going through something right now and you're waiting on God to bring you on over, you ought to praise him like it's already done. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for the Lord this morning. What I like about it, hallelujah, is that it reminds me that not only has he brought me through one thing, but I know I'm going to have something else on my table. So I can witness to somebody, he brought me through this matter, and I had another problem, and BJ, he brought me through that. And who wants over God that will bring you through? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are those of us in here this morning that are actually really going through something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That little caption inside your program this morning. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to smile through your pain. You don't have to let everybody know that you're going through. Just keep on smiling. See, that devil wants you to hold your head down. That devil wants you to give up in despair. But you can make it this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. somebody come in here this morning, not just for it to go on record that they came to church, but they came to give God some praise. Somebody came to tell God, I thank you because you brought me through. I thank you because I know I got some situations in my life. Hallelujah. Never underestimate the power of God. Because it's that power. It is that power that will and can bring us through. Never underestimate the power of God. In considering that thing this morning, let us be mindful that it is only by God's power that we are here together one more time, alive, given another opportunity to worship and to praise God as one body of Christ. And we should be thankful for every day that we are still above ground. We need to know what a privilege it is just to be in the house of God one more time. David said, we come to magnify and exalt his name together. Because even though that statement that the songwriter made, you brought me through this, that me entails all of us. Because if you've lived long enough, you've had to go through some things that you know that it took the power of God to sustain you and to keep you and to. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that we serve a merciful God? Because if God dealt with us as he could, we'd all be lost. But because he is a merciful, loving, compassionate, and forgiving God, oh, hallelujah. I thank God that he is a forgiving God this morning. Because there are some folk that don't know how to forgive. There are some things that you might entail in your life that just keeps you backed up against the wall. But you got to know something about the power of God. If I was to say this morning, God is good, I knew that somebody would either say or think. All the time. All the time is all the time. So when you're crying, God is good. When you're broke, God is good. When you don't have a job and you want a job, God is good. When your body is in pain and you just don't know what the next moment is going to bring, God is still good. If we're going to say God is good all the time, then we can't pick the time God is good. Because when I feel like I don't have a friend, God is still good. If I was to lose my eyesight right now, as devastated as I would be, God is still good. One thing you have to realize is that I'm knowledgeable enough to know that I can't see anymore. But the goodness in God is to let me know that I still got my feelings. I still got the word. That's why we got to hide the word of God in the depths of our heart, because there's going to come a day when you can't pick up the Bible. The Bible got to be already in you. You can let it lay there on the table and collect dust if you want to. But there's going to come a time you're going to want some of that word out of that Bible. And if you don't want it, you need it all the time. If we look at what Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Even in tough circumstances and bleak moments, we still have to have joy in the Lord. The Bible teaches us that in this life we are going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. So that's why the Bible tells us to just have joy. Even though you might be going through a situation that is devastating to you and to your family, have joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't rejoice in your trouble. Don't rejoice in your pain or your circumstance, but you rejoice in the Lord. Now, even though it might seem kind of difficult to do, we've learned how to trust God in every circumstance. There are times when we just don't quite understand, and that's why the songwriter said we'll understand it better by and by. There are some things I don't understand right now, but if I keep trusting God, if we do like we talked about last week, anybody still willing to stay in the press? Anybody got their mind made up that they're going to reach their goal? We have to stay focused. Our very being comes from God. God said, let us make man in our own image. And he made us from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we are living souls. The power of God. The power of God carries us to Genesis. And in Genesis, we find that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That took power. For the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So there was darkness, there was nothing, and God said, let there be light. And all of a sudden, there was light. I wonder, anybody in here got that kind of power? I wonder why you allow other individuals to suppress your joy. Shirley said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and I'm not going to let the world take it away. Anybody got joy this morning? The Bible said God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. That was the first day. Talking about a powerful God. The second day, God got up and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament and the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And this is what God called heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody want to go to heaven? I heard that everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. Well, I come to tell you this morning, you got to die. For it's appointed unto men once to die and after death the judgment, but don't be dismayed because death has no power. God created another place for you to go. On the second day, he created a place called heaven. Third day, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. The power of God. God has so much power that all he has to do is speak. And when he speaks, things come into existence. On the third day, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the sea. And God saw that it was good. Oh, God got it working now, Charles. He got night. He got day. He got heaven. Now he got the earth. Oh, Lord, what is God going to do on the fourth day? Fourth day, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. I thank God for the sun. Hallelujah. That lights our way during the day. That gives us heat that radiates our body. That allows us to know that there is some sunshine somewhere. And every now and then we get caught up and we talk about the sun. We'll sort of try to clarify. And I'm not talking about the S-U-N sun. I'm talking about the S-O-N sun. But right now I'm talking about the S-U-N sun. That sun stays up all day long till around in our area about 8:30. Now the sun goes down. If you stay out there long enough, before long you're going to see a lesser light begin to shine. How many of you know it's called the moon? Hallelujah. When you look up to the moon, you can't help but see a star somewhere. Anybody thank God for God's power? God had power enough to throw the sun in the sky, the moon in the sky, and stars all over the land. Somebody said, if you can't get everything that you want out of life, just reach up and grab your star. Hallelujah. There come a time that you got to trust God with everything. On the fifth day, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the upper firmament of heaven. God created the whales and every living creature that moveth. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. So now, God has living creatures. But let's look at the sixth day. The sixth day, God says, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind. God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. That spider that you stumped yesterday, God said it was good. Some of us don't like insects. Some of us don't even like the outside. Because there are things creeping out there. And some of those things may frighten you, but God said that it's good. God also said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. That was a lot of work to do in 1 week. But God being such a powerful God, God also is an intelligent God. God realizes that man can't work all the time. There are some of us that think we got to work day in and day out. But the Bible said the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. But on that seventh day, God decided that it's time for me to take my rest. Every now and then you need to learn how to trust the power of God. God has power and he's still the one that rules and is in control. You want to see God in control when we think about when the storm began to rage. The thunder began to roar. We can hear the thunder, and sometimes the thunder will get your attention. No matter how old you are, you ever been in the house and it thundered so loud and the house began to shake, and all of a sudden it gets your attention. The lightning began to flash, and it flashes here and it flashes there. That lets us see the power of God. When we think about the wind can blow so hard and we cannot see the wind, but we can see the effects of the wind. When God began to send the wind, we know that God is an all-powerful God. There come times that a storm would come up. There come times when they would get warnings on the television that you need to evacuate, you need to get out of here. And then there are some folk that won't listen to sound doctrine. There are some folk that won't hear the warning. There are some folk that underestimate the power of God. And because they underestimate God's power, they began to say, well, I'm going to be all right, but God gives us common sense. When we know that the storm began to rage and the wind began to blow, if we know that we're in an area where we could come to harm or danger, we need to learn how to get out of there. It doesn't make you all big and bad because you say, I'm going to stand and hold my own. You and your own might be gone. Because God has so much power. God has power that he can take a tree up out of the ground that's been there for 100 years. So what do you think God can do with your little feeble body? I got to let you know that we got to stop underestimating the power of God. We use the term estimate, we realize we're talking about the value or estimating things too low. When we estimate, we draw a rough calculation or appraisal of what we think it's going to be. Some of us have underestimated ourselves. We don't think that we're able to do certain things, and we get fearful of a lot of things. But I come to tell you that if you get afraid, the Bible says through the word of Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God wanted them to know that he would supply their every need, that he would be their continued strength even in the times of trouble. Sometimes we got to realize that we got to trust the power of God. We got to know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. But we got to trust God and know God for ourselves. Isaiah said, has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. The Bible says he increaseth their strength. So when you don't have any power, all you got to do is call on the power of God. The Bible says even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. I stopped by to tell Fire Chapel that you better stop underestimating the power of God. If God said that it can happen, it can happen. I heard through the word of God where the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. But I found out when I go through the problems of life, when I go through the situation of everyday life, every day is not going to be a sunny day. Every day things are not going to go my way. But I found if we trust the power of God, God has all power in his hand. All we got to do is trust God's power. When I look at our text this morning, I'm reminded of a man that had some doubts. You cannot doubt the power of God. You cannot doubt what God can or cannot do. When you've exhausted all of your ability to try to get something to happen, I come to tell you, don't give up in despair. Sometimes you want to throw your hands up and say, I'm not going to do it anymore. But I said, I'm about to tell you, you better hold on and hold out. The Bible said that Jesus was passing by the Sea of Galilee. And as he was passing by, that there were two ships there. He began to sit in one of the ships. As he sat there in the ship, they tell me that he sat in the ship by the owner was named Simon. Simon began to look at Jesus, and he began to tell Jesus all the things that had gone on over the night. Simon was a fisherman, been out there on the water all night long, been throwing his net overboard trying to gather some fish for the night. But I found that he couldn't find anything, and he couldn't catch anything. But if you trust the power of God, all you got to do is trust God and his word. I found that when God got down in the ship, he said, I want you to move out from the shore just a little bit, because I got some things I want to tell the people of God. See, every time Jesus had an opportunity, he began to share the good news. He told him that everything will be all right. He told him that I am the Messiah. He told them that I can tell you where there's a lot of fish at. But there's always somebody that got doubt in their mind. There's always somebody that's going to complain. There's always somebody that don't have real faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Some of us got to see it in order to believe it. But I thank God for sitting on that boat and telling the people of God what he can do. Don't underestimate the power of God. The Bible says Simon began to talk to him. And the Lord God said, launch on out into the deep. You need to go out just a little bit farther, and I want you to throw your nets overboard. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have did that all night long. Every time we throw the net out, it come back empty. Every time I try to catch some more, it come back empty. But I'm going to take you at your word. See, we got to learn how to trust God. We got to take God at his word. Well, the Bible says he said he had some doubt in his mind. But on the other hand, he said, but nevertheless, because you said so, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. So I stop by to tell that individual this morning that is going through a problem in your life. Even though you tried over and over again, you tried to get it worked out and it just don't want to come to pass. I want to tell you, nevertheless, don't let that hold you down. Know that God's still going to make a way out of no way. All you got to do is trust the power of God. You got to be obedient to the word of God. If God said go this way, go that way. If God said come back, come back. We just got to do what God said do. But the Bible said that even though Simon had a little bit of doubt, he said I still would be obedient to do what God said do. The Bible said when he threw it down on the other side, he enclosed a great multitude of fish that they even began to break the net. So he called the other ship, said, come on and give me a little bit of help. You thought we didn't have no fish? Now we got more than we need. We got more of an increase. That's why if you bless somebody, if you trust the power of God, he may not have what you want, but God will give you everything you need. If you give God of yourself, God will give you back double fold. And they began to bring the other ship. They began to put the fish in both ships. The Bible says the ship began to sink because there were so many fish that they didn't have room enough. And I just stopped by to tell somebody, do not forget the power of God. Don't never underestimate what God can do in your life. All you got to do is call on the name of God. All you got to do is trust in the power of God. God's power will make a difference. It will make a difference in your life. If you feel weak down in your body and you don't feel like you can make the journey, I stop by to tell you, don't give up in despair, but you hold your hand to God's hand. Call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, I just need you to stop by and see about me. I need your power to stop by and see about me. For if I'm a believer this morning, I know that God will give me power. Power comes from God. But don't underestimate the power of God. God's power can take you from your wicked ways and turn you into somebody brand new. The power of God can take that lying tongue out of your mouth and give you a mind to love one another. Don't underestimate the power of God, because you think that you know what's best for you. But I heard that God's way is the best way. God will continue to open up doors for us, but we got to trust God. You see, the thing is that these men had labored all night long and hadn't caught anything. But here comes Jesus. And Jesus is saying that same thing to us. Trust me. Just be obedient and do what I tell you to do. And the Bible declares that after they got back to shore, they were so astonished at the power of God that they immediately dropped their nets and they began to follow him. Who wouldn't follow a God like that? You've labored all night long and your laboring has been in vain. But early in the morning, the Lord God heard your humble cry and he stepped in and he began to work some things out. And as God began to work those things out, I can hear somebody saying, look at God. Look at God. I had a messed up situation, but look at God. I had pain in my body, but look at God. I didn't have anywhere to stay, but look at God. I didn't even have a friend, but look at God. What a friend I have in Jesus. All of my sin and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is for me to carry everything. Everything everything to my God in prayer. Pray that God's will be done in your life. Never underestimate the power of God. That individual that said you wasn't going to be nothing, look at God. That individual that said you never was going to make it, look at God. There's some folk that have arrived or think that they have arrived, and they're sitting high in high places. And some of them think that they're there because of their own merits. But I say, look at God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you consider where you are now and you weigh that out with where you've been, look at God. Anybody in here better off now than you was on your yesterdays? We may not be perfect. We may not dot every I across every T. But we are going to stay in the press. And we are not going to underestimate the power of God. It is His power that has brought us to this place at this given time.